You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us for our look at agricultural weather is Illinois State climatologist Jim Angel. Good afternoon, Jim.
Good afternoon.
We have a little something coming our way. Actually, it's not a little something. It is a relatively huge something. In fact, for this time of year, it's the size of it is pretty remarkable.
That's right. We have this very large system coming through. And for most of Illinois, the big story is going to be the amount of rainfall that we're going to get. You go look at southern Illinois, and they're looking at potential, anyway, of 2 to 5 inches of rain across much of the southern third of the state. So not quite so wet here in Champaign-Urbana, but we have at least the potential of getting over an inch, maybe an inch and a half of rain out of this in the next couple of days. So it's going to be pretty gloomy. You know, it's not too bright out right now. And the chance of rain is pretty much with us through tonight and tomorrow night and into Sunday. It'll kind of taper off, and maybe we'll see some snow flurries at the very end there. But it's going to be very wet as we move through the next 2 days.
I was going to ask you, as this huge storm moves to the east behind it, does not more air potentially pull into it that's cold with a chance for freezing rain, for slush, for sleet, for snow, for a whole wintry mix of opportunity, huh?
That's right. In fact, right now the forecast is that we're kind of on the dividing line here in east central Illinois. To the north of it, it's going to be a lot of freezing rain in the next couple of days, and far northern Illinois is going to get a lot of snow out of this. But, you know, if the system tracks a little bit farther to the south, that might pull some of that colder air into our region, so we might see some freezing rain and drizzle. At least there's that possibility as we move forward. So it's really going to be kind of tricky, and it's probably one of these things where you're really going to have to watch the forecast, especially if you're traveling.
This December has just been flat out weird. I don't know if that's a technical term or not, but it's been colder than average on many days, and yet you get these thunderstorms out of nowhere.
That's right. I mean, today is downright balmy outside. It's in the 50s degrees range, and it's kind of humid out there. And it's amazing how fast the snow disappeared. You know, we had 7 inches of snow on the ground yesterday, and right now it's pretty much gone. There's a few piles of snow, but what's out in the grass has pretty much disappeared. So it's a big change in the landscape there.
So here's the question for you, and we got about 30 or 40 seconds for you to answer it. Is this trend going to continue into January?
It's very possible. If we look at what's happened so far, cold and dry, it looks like at least out to the 14-day forecast that cold, dry conditions will continue. So I think we're going to at least start out the new year on the cold and dry side.
Thank you very much, Jim.
You're welcome.
That's Illinois State climatologist, Jim Angel, and that is today's Closing Market Report. Hey, remember to tune in to Commodity Week. You can do that on the website of things this afternoon, almost immediately. In fact, I think it's been posted already. Go to our website at willag.org, click on the Commodity Week link, and it is right there for you. Or, of course, you can listen to it on Saturday morning at 11:30 Central Time. This is Dave Dickey.